This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Vermont and almost every other state in the country is experiencing a widespread outbreak of flu this winter. Why are so many people getting sick? Is it too late to get a flu shot? And has the situation peaked, or will it last a while longer? These are some of the questions we have today for Vermont's Health Commissioner, Dr. Mark Levine. Dr. Levine, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us, how widespread is the flu in Vermont at this point?
Well, the categorization that the CDC uses of widespread is really the entire country except for Hawaii. This is an unusual time because it's the first year that the entire continental U.S. has been designated widespread for many, many years. So it's a geographic term, and it has to do with the number of regions in your state that are reporting sufficient level of influenza-like illness in the population. So we now have the majority of regions of Vermont doing that, so that characterizes us as well as other states as widespread.
How does this compare in Vermont to previous years?
I think that the season started early this year. In many parts of the country, those further south and further west from Vermont, it's starting to peak even. In Vermont, we haven't yet seen the peak. It's a little early. But most seasons tend to last anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks once things have gotten rolling, if they're in a high-severity season. So I suspect we're in for the long run here for certainly many more weeks.
And is one of the problems this year that the vaccine is less effective against this particular strain of flu?
Yes. So the major strain being seen currently is the H3N2. And the vaccine actually tries to anticipate the next season's flu burden. This time around, the H3N2 was known, and it seemed to be an appropriate mix or match for the vaccine. But certain changes occurred, called egg-adapted changes, while the virus was being grown. And there are certain genetic changes that occurred, which made this vaccine a little less responsive to H3N2 than had been hoped for. We knew that the experience in Australia earlier in the year in 2017, showed that the vaccine had very poor efficacy for this strain. So we were prepared for that here. We don't really know the final number, but it appears that it will be in the 30% effectiveness range for this strain of H3N2, which is a little better than Australia, possibly because we have different vaccination recommendations and policies here than they did in Australia. Now, I want to emphasize with your listeners that the flu vaccine also protects against other strains of flu, particularly H1N1 and influenza B. And those are not being seen with high frequency currently, and they're not the ones that are making the majority of the population ill. But specifically with influenza B, that one is often seen a little later in the season. And I want to emphasize that there's no reason to suspect that the effectiveness of the vaccine for those two strains will not be as good as we had hoped. We believe it will be effective against those strains. So there's still reason for hope that if someone comes down with the flu or doesn't come down with the flu, it's because that they had the vaccine and it protected against the strain that they might have been exposed to.
So for someone who's listening right now and hears a 30% effective rate, they might be thinking, is it really worth getting the vaccine?
They might be thinking that, and I would just encourage them to think a little more broadly and look at themselves, for one thing, to first of all decide if they're a very healthy person or if they're a person who falls in one of the high-risk groups. Those groups would be anyone over 65, young children, anyone with a chronic medical condition, or anyone who's currently pregnant. Those are considered high risk, and I would certainly encourage any of them who have not been vaccinated to still take advantage of the fact that the season hasn't yet fully developed in Vermont. It takes up to 2 weeks to have your protection set in from getting the vaccine, so it really isn't too late, and I would encourage them to certainly consider that. There's also some evidence that having the vaccine, even if you get the flu, will lessen the severity of symptoms to some degree. There's some very early evidence that shows that there's less likelihood of severe complications or death in the pediatric population if one gets the vaccine. And it's also being a good neighbor, because there are many members of our society who fall in these high-risk groups or who have compromised immune systems. And we certainly want to do our best to try not to expose them to active flu. And one of the best ways to do that is to get vaccinated so you don't get the flu.
Now, if someone does get the flu, what steps can they take to moderate their symptoms?
Well, there's the usual kind of doctor advice of get some rest, stay out of work, use symptomatic treatments for cough and fever, and drink plenty of fluids. If you are particularly ill, or if you fall in one of the high-risk groups I mentioned, you really want to immediately establish if you have the flu or not by connecting with your healthcare provider, because then you have the opportunity to be placed on an antiviral drug. And the antiviral drugs are able to lessen the symptoms, prevent serious flu complications, and actually reduce the burden of illness in the community to some degree. I want to emphasize that most healthy people who get the flu will probably have a milder illness, though I certainly don't want to underestimate how sick they may feel, and probably won't need antivirals. But anyone in the high-risk groups certainly should act early, because we know these antiviral drugs work best if they're initiated within the first 48 hours.
In addition to getting a vaccine, are there other steps that people can take to help reduce the likelihood that they're going to get the flu?
It's very challenging unless you totally quarantine yourself, because obviously in our society, we're always exposed to others. You can do is to try to be a good neighbor, and if you have symptoms, stay away from other people. If you're coughing, obviously, cough into your arm or what have you. If you're in need of medical attention, seek medical attention. So, again, you can be diagnosed quickly and stay out of the flow of things. And then practice good hand hygiene at all times. Because that's how we know flu is transmitted quite frequently.
So it sounds like the bottom line here is, if you think you have the flu, stay home, don't go to work. You're not doing anybody any favors by going to work.
Precisely.
And it sounds like we're going to be in this condition for the next couple of weeks?
If not longer. Based on the experience of other states, this could go on well through February and possibly up to March, depending on if other strains become more prevalent as the season goes on. We'll have to see how that goes.
Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine, many thanks for this flu update today.
My pleasure. Nice talking with you.